You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. When you hear Russian ballet, the words Dayton, Ohio probably don't come to mind. But in 1917, the Ballet Russe, a radical Russian dance company based in Paris, performed at the Victoria Theater. That was 20 years before Dayton had its own ballet company. Listener Sandra Harewood was watching a documentary that mentioned the Ballet Russe's Dayton performance and wanted to know more. So she asked Why So Curious to investigate. Char Dastin has this story.
The Ballet Russe was avant-garde in Europe. Its director, Sergei Diaghilev, made a point of commissioning new music from composers like Stravinsky and set designs from artists like Picasso and Matisse. It wasn't without scandal, either. When the company premiered The Rite of Spring in 1913, there were riots in the audience. So what were they doing in Dayton?
The Ballet Russe came to America during World War I as a way to try and make money because, let's be honest, it's not really easy to have a ballet company, you know, touring around Europe while the continent is at war.
I talked to one of Dayton's only experts on the Ballet Russe.
My name's Sam Dorf. I'm an assistant professor of musicology at the University of Dayton.
He looked through hundreds of programs and newspaper clippings from the company's time in America. In the second year of their tour, they stopped in smaller towns that hadn't seen them yet.
They went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
55 cities in the U.S. and one stop in Canada. They'd set everything up. They'd do one show, two shows, and then pack everything back up, get on a train, and go to another city.
By the time they'd reached Dayton, morale was low. The dancers were exhausted and running out of money.
There are these very sad letters of some of these European dancers writing to their mothers back home saying, Diaghilev hasn't paid us in a while. We're staying in some questionable hotels. Can you send money?
We don't know much about what the Ballet Russe thought of Dayton, but we do know a bit about what Dayton thought of them. At the time, the city didn't have its own orchestra, and the Dayton Ballet wasn't founded until 1937, 20 years later. Visits from Europe would have been quite rare. But the performance was a box office flop.
It's kind of sad for us to imagine the Victoria Theater half full.
Even more disappointing, the press had overhyped the performance. They'd floated names of composers like Stravinsky and controversial ballets like Scheherazade, which weren't on the program. And they promised a performance from Vaslav Nijinsky, a celebrity dancer, who didn't perform that night. The Dayton Daily News tried to be diplomatic in its review the next day.
All in all, this Nijinsky-less performance was not without its appeal and its compensations.
Daytonians weren't wild about the dancing, but the music really caught on. The Ballet Russe performed Papillon and Thamar, music by French and Russian composers.
Most of these orchestras, American orchestras, in the late 19th and early 20th century are German-dominated. So we have a lot of German repertoire. Lots of Beethoven, lots of Brahms. In places like Dayton, they've never heard anything like this. In Dayton alone, after that 1917 performance, Dayton audiences could hear concert performances of Rimsky-Korsakov's music for Scheherazade, Debussy's score for Faun, or other Ballet Russe favorites about once a year by a traveling orchestra.
The Ballet Russe performance changed the kind of music people in Dayton got to listen to. But Dorf says that part of the magic of their performance is it can never be recreated.
That's what's really exciting about ballet history is that it exists in memory and in bodies that die. But it's exciting to find in our own community these spaces where these bodies danced.
The music you're listening to comes from Papillon. And this music comes from Thamar, both pieces the Ballet Russe actually performed when they were in Dayton. If you want to learn more about their performance, visit our website at wyso.org. For Why So Curious, I'm WYSO intern Char Dastin.
Why So Curious is our occasional series where you ask questions and our reporters answer them online and on air. Visit WYSO.org to tell us what you're curious about.